launching into another week of fun here. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you would like here. Toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN, 855-450-FREE. Also, we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm, so feel free to connect with us in whatever way is most appropriate and easiest for you. I like Skype. It really sounds great. If you've got it, please use that. Otherwise, we'll put you on the phones, although we did some tweaking over the weekend at the network, and hopefully the phones will be sounding better. We've had a real bad piece of equipment, apparently, that's been in the way, and so hopefully we'll be sounding the best that we've been in quite a while tonight. So 855-450-FREE. There's been some pretty big news coming out of the Snowden documents that we really haven't scraped the surface of here. The latest news being the video game news. The hits just keep on coming here. The documents continue to just leak out. And from what we understand, we've only seen about 1% of them at this point. Or that there are quite a few more that are still to come. And then there also is some talk that Edward Snowden has some sort of a secret cache of really juicy, really nasty documentation that
the
is...
The Doomsday Cache. They're just going to have to shut the NSA down.
I don't think they have to do anything, Mark. They'll do whatever they want to do. But at least people will know more about what it is they're capable of doing and some of the things that they are doing. In this case, The Guardian reporting... as well as the New York Times, on the National Security Agency and apparently their invasion of video games like World of Warcraft and Second Life. To the National Security Agency analyst writing a briefing to his superiors, the situation was clear. Their current surveillance efforts were lacking something. The agency's impressive arsenal of cable taps and sophisticated hacking attacks was not enough. What it really needed was a horde of undercover orcs. That vision of spycraft sparked a concerted drive.
I wanted to spork it.
By the NSA and its UK sister agency, GCHQ, to infiltrate the massive communities playing online games, according to secret documents disclosed by Edward Snowden. The files were obtained by The Guardian and are being published on Monday in partnership with the New York Times and ProPublica. The agencies, show the documents, have built mass collection capabilities against the Xbox Live console network, which has more than 48 million players. Real-life agents have been deployed into virtual realms, from those orc hordes in World of Warcraft to the human avatars of Second Life. There were attempts as well to recruit potential informants from the game's tech-friendly users.
So what sort of information were they hoping to gather from these gamers?
That's an excellent question. You know, it kind of makes you wonder if they weren't just basically saying, hey, guys, we're playing video games all day anyway. How can we make it look like we're working? How can we tell the boss that we're actually investigating terrorism?
I like that best. I like that explanation the best.
Yeah, that seems to be the most likely to me. But online gaming, of course, attracts tens of millions of users worldwide who inhabit their digital worlds as make-believe characters, living and competing with the avatars of other players. What the intelligence agencies feared, however, was that among these clans of elves and goblins, terrorists were lurking. The NSA document, written in 2008, entitled Exploiting Terrorist Use of Games in Virtual Environments, stressed the risk of leaving games communities under-monitored, describing them as target-rich communications networks, where intelligence targets could hide in plain sight.
I suppose it's possible.
I don't think it's really plain sight if you're playing a video game doing it. That's like saying, oh, it's right there on the homepage of the dark underworld of the internet that you need a secret code to get into. It's right there. It's right under your nose.
There's so many ways to communicate on the internet that you don't need to use World of Warcraft.
No, it's ridiculous. I mean, am I supposed to believe that the NSA actually thinks that terrorist cells are meeting in World of Warcraft?
Maybe they're planning their secret missions of... Okay, so this time when we, like, overtake this orc village, we're going to pretend that it's Boise, Idaho, and you flank around to the right.
You know,
I don't know what they are thinking, really.
Ian, they don't claim that the terrorists are using World of Warcraft. They claim that terrorists could be using World of Warcraft. That's what they said in their post here.
Oh, well, based on that theory, we need to ban lasagna, steak, and lobster because terrorists could eat those before they go out and commit terrorist activities. Maybe pasta gives terrorists superhuman powers, so we need to make sure that pasta is banned.
I like Ian's explanation here that this is just a bunch of NSA computer dorks playing WoW on company time.
That's gotta be all this is.
Because if I wanted to, if a terrorist wanted to communicate with another terrorist, is all they have to say is, you know, hey, read every 10th letter, and then they put in some kind of code in how to make cupcakes.
Or just use some encrypted communications.
Well, that too. Well, but inside the encrypted communication,
you're saying code inside the encrypted.
Yeah,
you could do that. So, right, it doesn't make any sense. Let me give you a little bit more from the story here. Games, wrote the intelligence analyst, are an opportunity. According to the briefing notes, so many different U.S. intelligence agents were conducting operations inside games that a deconfliction group was required to ensure that they weren't spying on or interfering with each other. You have to wonder how many we're talking about here. They're saying they had so many different agents that were conducting operations inside games that they had to ensure they weren't spying on each other. How many people did they have in this division? Well, they have 1,000 NSA agents in various different online games throughout the day? I mean, can you imagine this?
They're probably the only people playing these games at certain times.
If properly exploited, they say, games could produce vast amounts of intelligence. According to the NSA document, they could be used as a window for hacking attacks, to build pictures of people's social networks through buddy lists and interaction, to make approaches by undercover agents, and to obtain target identifiers such as profile photos, geolocation, and collections of communications. The ability to extract communications from talk channels in games would be necessary, argues the paper, because the potential for them to be used to communicate anonymously. Second Life was enabling anonymous text and planning to introduce voice calls, while game notice boards could, it states, be used to share information on the web addresses of terrorism forums. So, again, what they're suggesting here is what I expected that they were getting at, is that they think that terrorists will go into World of Warcraft and have meetings. That, oh, well, we're planning a real bombing in real life, so let's have our meeting, you know, our cell, our terrorist cell, since we're all not in the same town. We're all going to meet online at the Orcs graveyard in the West Coast server at 5 p.m. Eastern time, or what, you know, Pacific time. And so I guess, you know, then all the
couldn't
characters
they just
will
look
show
for
up.
That information, though?
Hold on. You seem to know a lot about World of Warcraft.
I made that up. I just
Did
made up
Do you
Orcs
actually
graveyard.
Play World of
no,
Warcraft
never,
and plan your little culty activities?
I've never played World of Warcraft.
Second Life?
We did play Second Life years ago. Actually, somebody set up a Second Life free talk
live. Was there an LRN studio in Second Life?
There was like a listening room that somebody set up.
And I don't think LRN existed at the time.
No, I don't think it did. This was years ago. This might have been even before we moved to New Hampshire, I'm thinking.
I think so, too, yes.
But, yeah, so Second Life's been around for a long time, and I'm shocked if anybody still actually uses the thing. I mean, it's got to be really dated-looking. I mean, it was dated when it came out because it wasn't really top-of-the-line graphics or anything like
it's
that.
It's a great way to share your MySpace page.
Which is also now defunct.
Actually, no, MySpace is still around.
Yeah.
It's artists and musicians.
When's the last time you logged in?
A couple of months ago,
really?
But only because I was trying to locate something that I knew that I posted on my MySpace. But when they revamped not too long ago, they got rid of all of the old stuff that was on there. So I couldn't even find what I was looking for.
Damn.
Well, I'm still trying to keep my Friendster page up to date.
What's Friendster?
What? It's the thing that came before MySpace. I don't really even know what it is.
All right, we're going to come back with more GeoCities on what the NSA here is supposedly doing in these video games. I mean, can you imagine the boss man at the NSA calling their video game agent, the head agent, into the office and asking them what they did this week? I mean, What kind of report do you give? Well, we have to make it look like we're playing the game so the other users will trust us. Coming up.
I'm David Hall, founder of the Diamond Gusset Jean Company. And this year, I'm thankful for the brush fires of liberty that are spreading across this great nation. We invite you to avoid the holiday rush and enjoy some great discounts at DiamondLiberty.com. Our 100% all-American-made authentic jeans offer the highest standards of quality, comfort, and style. With our trademark gusset, I promise you will enjoy an experience and comfort that no other pair of jeans offers. Diamond Gusset is proud to sponsor Liberty Media Outlets, and your support enables us to continue doing so. So stay home, give thanks, enjoy time with family, and shop with us online at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. Toll free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site. We've got a lot of them, archives that go back to as far back as 2006. You can just go click and download. They are yours for free. So go to freetalklive.com and enjoy.
Are you worried about government's confiscating IRAs or confiscating gold or nationalizing pension plans or raising taxes or maybe even worse, imposing more restrictions on your freedom to travel abroad. Did you know the State Department can yank your passport if you owe as little as $2,500 to some bureaucracy? You literally wouldn't be allowed to leave the country. Some people suggest leaving the U.S., but you've got a spouse, a family, kids, mortgage, and all that. You may not be ready to just pack up your bags and watch whatever is going to happen to the United States from afar. You can learn the 7 steps to freeing yourself so that no matter where what the U.S. government does, you'll be ahead of the game. A dozen experts will be sharing information, information live at a very special, intimate event in Las Vegas this January the 23rd through the 25th. The event is called Passport to Freedom. You'll learn ways to reduce your dependence on the United States without having to leave the country, ways to increase your personal sovereignty, ways to protect your money, ways to quit your job and make money from anywhere. Everything you need to create a freedom-oriented lifestyle will be at this 3-day event. Peter Schiff's going to be keynoting there. Vitalik, can you help me with his last name, Ian?
I don't know the last name.
The guy from...
I know Vitalik.
Yeah, Vitalik from
nice
Bitcoin Magazine. Yeah,
he came to New Hampshire, actually.
Yeah, I thought I was doing pretty good to learn his first name. So for his last name, I'm going to call it Buterin. As an official radio partner of the event, we've secured an early bird offer for our listeners. But you have to go to passport.freetalklive.com to get it. Get your tickets today because this very personal, very intimate event is all about taking action. You'll learn stuff there that you can't find online. This new material you can act on immediately. So get your tickets today at passport.freetalklive.com.
All right, we're talking about the video game division of the NSA. Apparently somebody managed to tell their boss at the NSA that they really need to go and make sure that there aren't any terrorists hanging out in World of Warcraft.
And not just one or two NSA employees. Apparently there were large numbers.
Yeah, I haven't read the actual release. I am relying on the Guardian's report here. They are obviously the originators of this. And they are saying that there were so many NSA agents playing video games for work purposes, supposedly, that they actually had to institute policies to make sure that they weren't spying on each other.
This is crazy. It's just crazy.
I'm surprised none of these guys wound up trying to find some reason to go into the red light center.
What's that? Is that like the sex shop?
It's the adult version of Second Life.
Oh, is it part of Second Life? Or
no,
is it...
no, it's completely separate.
The same company, or is it some?
No.
No, okay.
But it's called the Red Light Center is the name of the group that put the thing out. So it's
have
like,
you been there, Daryl?
No. It's the adult version of Second Life.
Second Life was pretty adult. As I recall, they had you know, people running around in animal outfits or something. I don't know.
There were a lot of furries in Second Life.
Something like that.
It's true. Given that gaming consoles often include voice headsets, video cameras, and other identifiers, the potential for joining together biometric information with activities was also an exciting one for the NSA. But the documents contain no indication that the surveillance ever foiled any terrorist plots, nor is there...
Killed a lot of orcs, though.
Yeah, nor is there any clear evidence that terror groups were using the virtual communities to communicate as the intelligence agencies had predicted.
But the orcs were.
The operations raise concerns about privacy of gamers. It's unclear how the agencies accessed their data or how many communications were collected.
Come on, they access their data like they access the rest of us any day, any way they want, any time they want, and whatever.
Well, it's interesting that they say here that they infiltrated the Microsoft network, but they don't mention Sony. And Microsoft was the same company that has recently been reported on cracking down on profanity being used by its users. One man was given a foul in a basketball game, a technical foul, for cursing while playing the game.
What?
Now, apparently there's a way you can turn this option off, but the new Xbox comes with a device called the Kinect, the version 2 of the Kinect, which originally this Kinect thing was sold as, hey, it's you can do jumping jacks or whatever. You know,
right,
you can, like,
right.
Do things physically. And apparently it also listens to the things that you say.
So okay. You start cussing at the end of your jumping jacks?
Well, in an actual basketball game, if you swear during the game, they will give you a technical foul. So
right, yeah.
That just makes it more realistic.
There you go. I just thought it was, you know, interesting detail. Nor is it clear that how the NSA ensured that it was not monitoring innocent Americans whose identity and nationality may have been concealed behind their virtual avatar. Well, clearly, they were obviously monitoring everybody they came into contact with on these systems. The California-based producer of World of Warcraft said neither the NSA or GCHQ from Britain had sought its permission to gather intelligence inside the game. We are unaware of any surveillance taking place. If it was, it would have been done without our knowledge or permission, said the spokesman for Blizzard Entertainment. Microsoft declined to comment on the latest revelations, as did the developer of Second Life, Linden Lab, from the game's, the company's executives did not respond to requests for comments there. The NSA declined to comment on the surveillance of games. Spokesman for GCHQ said the agency did not confirm or deny the revelations, but added that all GCHQ's work is carried out in accordance with a strict legal and policy framework, which ensures that its activities are authorized, necessary, and proportionate. And there is rigorous oversight, including from the Secretary of State. The interception...
Is the Secretary of State playing World of Warcraft too?
And probably.
How's he keeping an eye on this?
I would rather the Secretary of State play World of Warcraft than go over and tick off the Japanese Prime Minister.
I'm with you.
Though the spy agencies might have been relatively late to virtual worlds and the communities forming there, once the idea had been mooted, they joined in enthusiastically. In May of 2007, the then chief operating officer of Second Life gave a brown bag lunch address at NSA, explaining how his game gave the government the opportunity to understand the motivation, context, and consequent behaviors of non-Americans through observation without leaving U.S. soil. Wow. Sounds like Second Life was in on it. One problem the paper's unnamed author and others in the agency faced in making their case and avoiding suspicion that their goal was merely to play computer games at work without getting fired was the difficulty of proving terrorists were even thinking about using games to communicate. A 2007 invitation to a secret internal briefing noted, "Terrorists use online games, but perhaps not for their amusement. They are suspected of using them to communicate secretly and to transfer funds." But the agencies had no evidence to support their suspicions. The same still seemed to hold true a year later, albeit with a measure of progress. Games data that had been found in connection with Internet Protocol addresses, email addresses, and similar information linked to terrorist groups. So I guess what they were suggesting here is that they had contact info, you know, identifying info for alleged terrorist groups, and then they found that certain of those IP addresses were also being played on some of these games. That's my extrapolation of that. So here's a shocker. Some people who are terrorists also have played video games at some time in their life.
Or people who play video games might be terrorists.
We'll come back with more in moments, and that is the reason why they get to spend a lot of time playing video games, apparently. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket, a family-owned American business? We now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
Typhoon Haiyan. Death tolls top 5,200 after the storm smashed the Philippines. This holiday, let's not forget those 13 million homeless without food or clean water. Before we sit down to our bountiful tables, consider making a food donation. Youngevity and Red Cross has made it possible to feed a family of four for $16.20. Go to gcnminerals.com, help feed the Philippines, or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. We've also got Skype. You can dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. On the Pro XPN toll-free lines, you can also connect with us on Skype at username lrn.fm. If you've got Skype, send us a friend request or a contact request. It will be approved. You'll then easily be able to connect with us on Skype from that point forward. And again, don't forget to go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features on our site. Our webcam's there. You can watch, you can listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners all free. cam.freetalklive.com.
You can join us in enjoying BuzzBox coffee and helping us to make a difference one cup at a time. We need at least 1,000 listeners who love coffee to join us in giving the gift of freedom through at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Free Talk Live's coffee drinkers will truly change lives forever. To get the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted that's organic and shade-grown and top 1% Arabica grade, and you'll save money. You'll save money if you switch from getting coffee at those coffee shops where the coffee's inferior to BuzzBox and making it yourself, carrying along with you, and you get to carry along with you the knowledge that you're helping people. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Your first pound is free. We'll cover you cover shipping, we'll cover the pound at coffee.freetalklive.com. We know you want to try it out and see what it's like, and I think you're going to like it as much as I do. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
So the news, in case you're just tuning in, is that the latest revelation about the NSA from the Edward Snowden documents is that apparently a whole bunch of them are playing video games all day on the excuse that, oh, we've got to look out for the terrorist cells possibly meeting here in World of Warcraft. Now, how they would end up figuring out where the terrorist cells were meeting, because that seems like a fairly difficult task, given that these online worlds are fairly immersive. They're large places designed for thousands of players to be logged in at any given time. I've never played an MMORPG in recent years. I remember years, like a decade ago, I tried one of them out when they were just coming out for the first time, but I've never played it to any significant extent. I've known people who have. I had a good friend who spent a lot of time playing these games. I mean, they are very, very large games. So they would, you know, if you're just going to get into a game and look around for people like having secretive meetings, that seems pretty unlikely that you're going to come across it. Maybe if they had the IP address of a suspected terrorist and knew that that suspected terrorist was in the video game at the time and had the participation of the company that was running the servers, maybe then they could have queried with the company to say, hey, where is this IP address located in the game? And then maybe they could have gone and monitored that. But, I mean, this just seems like such an obvious stretch into the world of we just want to play video games all day.
It seems that way to me, too. I'm trying to figure this out. I played one time one of these massively online.
Which one?
There's a Marvel Superheroes one.
Of course.
And
you had to make your own superhero, that kind of thing?
No, you had to pick one of the standard ones.
Really?
Yep. Who'd I pick?
Captain Avenger.
That's right, Captain Avenger.
Captain Avenger's not even
Captain
a real
America.
One. You're just making up names.
So, but what I did
the guy with a shield.
Yeah. What I didn't notice was that
they all have a shield.
They don't all have a shield. What are you talking about?
Yeah, they do.
Wonder,
in some
Wonder
kind
Woman
of way.
And her magic shield. What are you talking about?
All right, moving on.
I thought they all had some kind of a shield.
I don't think so. So. Anyway, what I didn't notice was that I could communicate at all with any of these other players. I'm sure I could at some point or another. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I played one time for an hour. But how would you listen in on somebody else's conversation? Do you have to be a certain distance? Is all the conversation going on in some kind of fast scrolling chat box that nobody can read? Exactly what happens?
Well, I guess it's probably different for each game how that works. But in some games, if characters are nearby one another, they can see what they're saying to each other. Although I suppose there are probably commands to whisper speaking to someone to where no one else
that
would be
the case.
To see it. So I would imagine both of those things were going on. And again, they're talking about monitoring the audio from gamers as well. Now, this is fairly common on video games these days, is they'll use an online audio over IP service. There are a couple, few different ones where you can basically talk to one another instantaneously over the internet to kind of, you know, coordinate whatever your attack on the raid on the bunker or whatever it is you're going to do.
The Ogre Village.
The Ogre Village, yeah. So
everybody wants to lay waste the Ogre Village, like the ogres did anything. Like the women and ogre children did anything to anybody. This is just the
poor ogres.
This is the dehumanization of other people in other lands. You just slap the term ogre on them.
Just because somebody's an ogre means they're a terrorist, right?
It's crazy.
No, the people killing the ogres are the terrorists.
So back to the story here from TheGuardian.com, because there's more detail on what they were doing. They were talking, I guess, about getting the audio from some of these gamers here, and they're trying to justify what they're up to, but they never ended up providing any evidence whatsoever that any terrorist groups had any kind of meetings on any of these services. Al-Qaeda terrorist target selectors have been found associated with Xbox Live, Second Life, World of Warcraft, and other games and virtual environments, says the secretive document. Other targets include Chinese hackers, an Iranian nuclear scientist, Hezbollah, and Hamas members. However, that information wasn't enough to show terrorists are hiding out as pixels to discuss their next plot. Such data could merely mean someone else in an internet cafe was gaming, or a shared computer had previously been used to play games. Their lack of knowledge of...
I'll take the internet cafe thing is pretty likely.
Right, because just explain that a little bit better. What that means is, if the NSA has in their database that such and such IP address has been involved in alleged terrorist communications, and also that IP address was playing Second Life at a certain time, therefore they must be connected. But in point of fact, if both of those individuals were at the same internet cafe, then it will all look as though it's the same IP address.
Or public library,
or anywhere.
McDonald's,
yeah.
Or Starbucks.
Starbucks, anywhere with an open internet connection, it's going to look like that one connection, but it could be 50 users. Right. It could be anybody.
Yeah, I've gone to, in foreign countries, gone to internet cafes, essentially, and this is a, I assume, in places where people aren't wealthy enough to have the internet in their homes or whatever, they come and they do a brief amount of stuff on the internet, and have a cup of coffee or a beer or whatever they have, and they do their little online stuff, and then they pack it up and they head home.
The lack of knowledge of whether terrorists were actually plotting online emerges in the document's recommendations, where they say the amount of games and virtual environments, which they call GVEs, in the world is growing, but the specific ones that counterterrorism needs to be methodically discovered and validated, only then can we find evidence that GVEs are being used for operational uses. There has to be a word missing from this first sentence. The amount of GVEs in the world is growing, but the specific ones that counterterrorism needs to be methodically discovered and validated. Anyway, what they're saying is that there are specific ones that they believe are more likely to be used by terrorists because of the analysis of the alleged terrorist IP addresses, which is why World of Warcraft and Second Life were two of the games that were targeted for
this. I wonder if people got to volunteer for this particular work, you know. Hey, look, yeah. Look, boss, I'm pretty good at World of Warcraft. I can really do some infiltration in inside the goblins.
Not actually knowing whether terrorists were playing games was not enough to keep intelligence agencies out of them. However, according to the document, GCHQ had already made a vigorous effort to exploit games, including exploitation modules against Xbox Live and World of Warcraft. That effort, based on the agency's new Mission Development Center in the Menwith Hill Air Force Base in North Yorkshire, was already paying dividends by May 2008. I mean, basically, this sounds like a LAN party on steroids.
Tell what a LAN party is.
Okay, so LAN party, again...
Is that like a bulletin board system?
No. Okay, so bulletin board systems go way back. That's back in the 1980s and 90s where
right.
People would call into...
When I was in junior high.
Using modems to call another modem and leave messages for people. LAN parties are more of a recent, within the last decade and a half, phenomenon where geeks will bring their computer to the same physical location, hook up a network to all of the computers, and then play their favorite video games. There's usually a high amount of consumption of caffeinated beverages involved and almost zero females. 855-450-FREE. You can take control. Tell us your LAN party stories.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income16.com now. That's income16.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income16.com. That's income16.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vaporeon at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Bring up anything you want here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. Skype into username LRN.FM. Of course, Skype is owned by Microsoft, which means that probably every word you say on Skype is likely monitored by the NSA. Just like the NSA is apparently, they have access, backdoor access to the Microsoft Xbox Network, at least that's the extrapolation that I'm making from reading this Guardian story about the Edward Snowden documents that have come out to reveal that not only are they tapped into the Microsoft Network, but also are apparently just playing video games all day. They're entering into World of Warcraft and Second Life and going around trying to find terrorist meetings or something like that in these online games. But of course, they need to have, they're going to have their stats good. I mean, if you don't have good stats in the game, nobody's going to trust you, right? If you're just a noob, you know, you're not going to be trusted.
Couldn't they just get Warcraft to, generate them some...
They could, but the Warcraft company said they didn't know anything about this, while Second Life refused to comment. However, one of the executives from Second Life is on record having spoken at the NSA as a speaker.
Hmm. He couldn't be involved anyway.
So, yeah, that sounds pretty scummy. Anyway, back to the story in a moment. We'll tell you about ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network. If you care about privacy, and these Edward Snowden documents should give you a, let's just call it a red flag, a suggestion, a serious suggestion that it might be time for you to take a look at your privacy provisions. Do you have any? Well, if not, this is one of the easiest things you can do to protect your privacy online. You can go to proxpn.com/FTL, get signed up, get started, and you can see what the service is like when you're ready to sign up for the premium account. We can get you the price down to $5 a month using our discount code FTL20. So go to proxpn.com/FTL to get started. What ProXPN does is it encrypts all of everything you do online, and then so it's all encrypted before it leaves your computer, meaning your internet service provider is no longer able to monitor the things you're doing online. That means they aren't making logs. They can't make any logs about you because they can't log what they can't see. And they can't see what you're doing if it's all encrypted thanks to ProXPN. And ProXPN, by the way, is not logging your activities. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can get signed up there. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee in case for whatever reason you're not satisfied. But when you get the premium account, You get hooked up with unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world to access. You can even privately torrent. You can get past regionally blocked websites. You can get past your at-work block, your at-work filter, at-school filter. You got the coffee shop filter. All of those filters bypassed with ProXPN. Give it a try for yourself over at proxpn.com/FTL. Use our discount code FTL20 to get 20% off. And you can save 33% if you instead pay with Bitcoin on their annual plan. So lots of different options there. proxpn.com/FTL. So we're talking about the video game world being infiltrated, this specifically the online video game world. You know, I'm surprised they didn't. I'm curious, I guess, to know what other games there were involved. They did mention World of Warcraft. They did mention Second Life. And they also mentioned others. So I'm wondering what others they got involved in. Are they only MMORPGs, the massively multiplayer online role-playing games? You know, those are more kind of along the lines of you create a character and there's statistics for each character and you get weapons and, you know, you build the character and build the things that they have over time and compete with others. But then there's also one of the other popular categories of online games includes first-person shooters, which I've definitely played a lot of first-person shooting in my time, not so much the MMORPGs. It's not that I don't enjoy an RPG, it's just that the MMO things just go on forever and there's no end to it. So you literally, if you're a video game addict, you will get sucked into the world of these online RPGs.
That's really the point.
Right. Well, yeah, because they want you to keep paying their monthly subscription fees. And anyway, at least with a first-person shooter, you can pick that up, put it down. There's no real continuation of that. You just go in and you shoot people. But
right, but you could also get sucked into it and want to sit there playing it for 12 hours on end.
There's no doubt. You absolutely could, but it doesn't have the same game mechanisms that encourage long-term play on the first-person shooter, so it's easier if you are time-challenged, it's easier to just pick that up and put it down. But that doesn't mean there can't be people in there chatting about terrorism, so I'm wondering if they're getting into the Call of Duty these days, some of the big names.
Bam! Headshot!
Zone. Yeah, you know, are they getting into first-person shooters? Because, I mean, wouldn't it seem likely that a terrorist, I mean, if they're going to claim that terrorists are in Second Life plotting things, then wouldn't it make more sense that they were actually in first-person shooters where you literally are shooting and blowing things up?
No, it would make more sense that these guys were playing, like, Madden Live.
Just to throw them off, you mean?
Yeah, just play, like, football games or, like, pro wrestling and then chat about whatever.
And then they could make football calls, in, you know, like, Blue 42, Blue 40, you know, those sort of things, and that could be their secret code.
Well, EA Games should recruit terrorists to play the bad guys in these massively online. I mean, you know, somebody has to play the guys in the Jeeps with the you know, their heads wrapped up or whatever. So you just get the terrorists to play, and then everybody's happy, because the terrorists get to blow stuff up. Every once in a while, they're going to win, right?
So anyway, it sounds like a massive LAN party, and I was explaining to Daryl what a LAN party is. It's where individuals get together, they hook their computers up physically. And I guess the reason for it was that if you're online, there's lag in video games. So if you're in a network environment, if you're actually on your own network, not over the public internet, you don't have lag issues. So like the hardest of the hardcore gamers literally would, in the early 2000s, I guess, is probably when this started up, they'd literally take their desktop systems, their big monitors, their whole computer, put it in the car, go down to one of these LAN parties, and hook them up, spend whatever time it took to hook the computers up.
I've seen it.
Network them all together. You've been in one of these?
Oh, there was a place in Bradenton.
There was. I've been there once.
Why? Yeah, up on 34th Street.
And what was your impression?
I saw a bunch of computers in a room.
How many females?
Oh, I'm sorry. They weren't doing anything at the time.
They weren't doing
anything. It was just set up for this kind of
activity. Oh, the computers were there in advance?
Yes.
That's not the kind of party I Oh, I see what it was. Okay, so that was like one thing where you could rent it out and then bring a party to it or something?
Yeah.
Okay. But there were also ones, the more common LAN parties were where you would just go to a space and set these things up.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't know if it was that cool, but if you were a geek, then it was probably pretty cool.
It's cool if you wanted to go. I mean, if you took your computer, it was cool.
So is there like a Magic the Gathering online thing? Because apparently that's something that's really popular.
There is a Magic the Gathering online.
So yes. I wonder if the NSA is infiltrating the Magic the Gathering.
There's a very real possibility. Like I said, I haven't looked at the actual memo here. Let's see. So they didn't actually know if there were any terrorists in here, and they never found any evidence of that. They claim, however, the effort was paying dividends. At the request of GCHQ, the NSA had begun a deliberate effort to extract World of Warcraft metadata from their troves of intelligence and trying to link accounts, characters, and guilds to Islamic extremism and arms-dealing efforts. A later memo noted that among the game's active subscribers were telecom engineers, embassy drivers, scientists, the military, and other intelligence agencies. The UK agency did not stop at World of Warcraft. In September, a memo noted GCHQ had successfully been able to get the discussions between different
they
gamers.
They had successfully been able to attain the Sword of Liberty from the hands of the evil drow.
They had successfully been able to get the discussions between different game players on Xbox Live. Now, I've played some of the first-person shooters where they have the voice activation where you can talk to people and, you know,
bam, headshot.
Yeah, well, for the most part, the people you're dealing with are probably age 13 or 16 or so. And some people in their early 20s who act like they're that age.
Okay.
Come at me, punk!
But yeah, that's a cleaner version of some of the things that are said over these services. They tend to be...
Well, we are on the radio, so yeah, I wanted to be
you sure
friendly.
You sure wouldn't broadcast that.
No, you would not want to broadcast one of those channels. There's some very unfriendly people on there. Lots of S-talking, you know, I'm gonna get you kind of stuff. And there's nothing worth actually listening to. I can't even imagine having to monitor those conversations.
So I found a list on Wikipedia of MMORPGs.
Yeah, oh yeah, there's plenty of them.
Final Fantasy. There's three different versions of Final Fantasy that are on here. A couple things called Guild Wars. Legend of Ares. Legend of Mir.
There's
Legends
there's
of the
ones.
Future Past.
I've never heard of any of these things.
The
ones I've heard of are World of Warcraft. There was one called EverQuest, which is very, very popular for a long time. There was one for The Matrix. I don't know how popular that one was. I don't know. There's probably a bunch of others that I don't know about. 855, 450, free. What is your experience? You know, since we're on the topic of the massively multiplayer online role-playing game, it does bring up the side issue of video game addiction. You're welcome to comment on that or what you think about these NSA agents playing video games. Do you believe them? It's Free Talk Live.
Not sure what to get for that special person in your life this holiday season? Look no further. Savory Scents Candles has something for you. Savory Scents aims to please with quality products and service. They even accommodate your special requests. Visit SavoryScentsCandles.com and be sure to check out the exclusive subscription boxes. That's SavoryScentsCandles.com. For 10% off regular orders, use coupon code FTL.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to Vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.